College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pork is the meat from which animal?
Say that again.
Pork is the meat from which animal?
Pass.
Valentine's Day will land on what day of the week this year?
Go ahead.
Valentine's Day will land on what day of the week this year?
Friday.
Correct. What grown-ups actor was the highest paid actor in 2024?
The kid on 2 and a Half Men? I don't know.
No. Do you want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Which NBA team plays its home games at the Staples Center?
Lakers.
Correct. Vera Wang is best known for which type of dress?
Say that again.
Vera Wang is best known for which type of dress?
Pass.
Oh, Joel, you dropped a deuce. You got 2 correct.
I did that once. In the game.
I don't think Joel can hear us that well.
Yeah, Joel, can you not hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I feel like I only got 6 questions.
Yes, you definitely only actually got 5, and you definitely ran out of time.
What's happening?
Welcome back, Lord.
What's happening here?
Oh, you know, this is the way you start off a Monday. It feels like a very Monday game, I will say.
Okay, all right.
To put Joel on hold.
Steve.
Is Joel not happy?
No, I think Joel's a little confused, and it's confusing me, too.
Did Joel not know what he was doing on this show today?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
I hope I'm ready.
I don't know.
It's a rough weekend.
Pork is the meat from which animal?
Pork is from a pig.
Yes, thank you.
Porky Valentine's pig. I never even put that together. That's why they call him Porky Pig.
Valentine's Day will land on what day of the week this year? I didn't put that together either. Yes. What grown-ups actor was the highest paid actor in 2024?
Adam Sandler.
Correct. Which NBA team plays its home games at the Staples Center?
Staples Center. LA Lakers.
Yes. Vera Wang is best known for which type of dress?
Wedding dresses?
It is!
Yeah.
Which chip brand is set to release a beer can chicken flavor?
Pringles.
Correct. Which sculptor created the Statue of David?
Da Vinci?
No.
Leonardo?
No. Wait. Aren't they the same?
Oh, yeah. Raphael?
No.
I'm just naming Ninja Turtles now.
What animated Disney film was released in 1989?
What animated Disney film?
Yes.
In 1989? That's oddly specific. The Lady and the Tramp?
No.
Mickey's Playhouse?
No.
Donald's Good Times?
No. Steve?
Ugh.
You got 6 correct.
Don't worry,
because that is a win. 6-2.
Let's go.
Sorry, Joel.
Poor Joel.
I'm the best.
I jinxed myself because while the game was going on in my head, I have play-by-play commentary happening as I'm doing this, and it's like, I think Steve's going to get a perfect game.
I thought that too.
Yeah. I was feeling real good.
But you didn't.
Nope, I fell apart.
The sculptor created the Statue of David. It's Michelangelo.
Mm.
And what?
So it was a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. You would have eventually got there. And the animated Disney film that came out in 1989, Danny?
Can I guess? Yes. Is it Beauty and the Beast?
No, it's Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Well, you still beat Joel, so congrats.
We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And Steve, we have been getting some messages on there. Some have proven to be very interesting.
One who hates us.
Oh, good.
Another one is about the Ducks. And we did get a submission for, we put the Rockaholics to the test and said, hey, come up with a Super Bowl commercial for our show because we're too broke and we don't have the ability to make that happen. But yes, somebody left a voice message with a commercial for us for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I can't wait to
hear
it.
I'm pretty fired up about this one.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Blind Melon.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It's a brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. Maybe you want to say hi or comment on something from the show or even vent about something going on in your life. We just ask that you keep it under a minute, Steve Migs.
Yep, and we got a few voice messages, some good, some bad, some ugly. Are you ready to start things
bag?
Out? Yes. All right, here's our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Trying to listen on Odyssey to live KISW, but there's no music. It's just a bunch of talk from your morning show. Which, I gotta say, in the 50 years I've been listening to KISW...
Oh boy, here we go. What's gonna happen? He's probably gonna say, this is the greatest experience of my entire life.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, I get that vibe, right? You're getting that vibe?
Totally getting
We're
that vibe.
We're all getting that vibe.
Your morning shows have always sucked since John Langan left, okay? I know that's a way back, but play some damn music. Come on, man.
Oh my God.
I just made at least like Bob Rivers, I mean, Legend.
Nope, they all
Howard
suck.
Stern.
Oh, they all suck, Steve.
No, they're all the red rottens.
Not a good morning show to be found. Oh,
thanks
boy.
For the support.
Yeah.
Only that phone had a way for you to listen to music that you want to hear whenever you want to hear it.
Bummer, man.
I know. Our heart goes out to you. Thoughts and prayers. Here's our next voice message.
Hey, this is Bill from Snoqualmie. That duck is still there. I just saw it.
Yes!
Sarah!
So my friend Keith must have been on something because he said that the duck was gone over the big giant duck, the world's largest duck that's at the Seattle Boat Show. It's still around.
Maybe he needed a break or something. Maybe they just gave him the night off and he's back for another week of boat showing.
They just deflated him, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, he's up and running, apparently. So, yeah, you could go check out the big giant duck over at the Seattle Boat Show.
I'm going to. I think he should be here till Friday, so.
And it's with the Lumen Field, like, event center area.
Yes.
That's where
the parking garage.
Where the big giant duck is. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll find out later when it's a little bit brighter out. You can drive by and you'll see it. All right, we got another voice message, and this one is about the Super Bowl spot show. Down. I don't know what we're calling it, but
yes.
Where we've encouraged our listeners to just leave a voice message or email us at dms@kisw.com, a fake Super Bowl commercial. It could be like a dramatic one, like a movie trailer. It could be dumb. Dumber the better, of course. Just keep it under a minute, and we'll even add some music to it to make it seem like an actual movie trailer. So somebody did leave us a voice message about that. Are you ready for our first submission in the Daily Mig Super Bowl commercials?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Philosophy. Why call a cab when you can walk home? Yeah. Spoiler alert, she never makes it.
Nope.
Migs is a pro wrestler. He's bald and he's known for passing out at literally any moment. Don't forget about Danny V. He lives for emo music and pizza. If Sadness had a sound, he'd play it at full volume with extra cheese. And then there's Sarah, 50, married, and still partying harder than everyone half her age. This show is stupid, and I love every second of it. Welcome to the Daily Mix Show. Oh, and yes, Mix is still unconscious.
I do like one of my character descriptions is Mix is bald.
Claim to fame.
Better than being 50. Oh,
well, they're both true.
Oh, yeah, for you, I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He was talking about you.
Oh.
So if you want to drop us another Super Bowl commercial, please do so, and we'll play it on the radio.
Oh, that was fantastic.
That guy, he crushed it.
Yeah.
I think he set the bar kind of high.
Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, It's this weekend. Can you believe that? And for many, besides the commercials, it's all about the nom noms. It's all about the food, Steve.
Don't ever say that again.
Oh my God.
The nom noms? Are we your toddler?
Yes. So we had this idea with the men's room and Ryan Castle to see who might be able to make the best Super Bowl dish between all of us. But there's going to be a twist. And we're going to be joined by the men's room at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Alcoholic Super Bowl is just a few short days away. It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs. Are we all rooting for the Eagles?
I'm just rooting for both to lose.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of had this crazy idea that we should bring the men's room into a competition with our show.
It's so nice that they got up so early to join us.
Yes. Thank you. Love it. Awesome.
Guys, you look great. How many cups of coffee have you had so far?
The competition should be more fun than the Super Bowl.
It should be a good game. I just don't want to see either of them in it.
I know, or either of them win.
You know what I mean? I think it'll be a great game. It sucks that it's them.
Well, I feel like most of us have a little bit of culinary talent, except maybe Sarah.
Wow.
I have absolutely none.
She can't
none.
Boil water.
Oh, cool.
Well, I almost set the house on fire when I tried.
You think a Subway sub is, delicious.
I love Subway. Don't you say that.
Wait a second. You have hate for Subway subs?
No, I don't have hate for them. I just like Potbelly.
That's
my jam right there. Yeah.
Jersey Mike's.
Sure.
So this
I like eating at the Met, but I'd also eat at Dick's.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It's called balance.
Fair enough.
So we had this wild idea that maybe we would pull out some of the most popular dishes for Super Bowl Sunday and randomly distribute these dishes amongst us and then have a little bit of a cook-off to see who has the superior cooking skills.
Now, wait. Because, like, Sarah and Migs, you guys don't eat meat, right?
I'm a plant-based weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a vegetarian.
No, Sarah's just weird. I get it. But still, I mean,
she's
like...
She's just a weirdo.
So, like, as far as, like, a Super Bowl dish that you would be excited to see, like, you go to someone's house, they're having a Super Bowl party, like, what do you want to eat?
I know, celery and carrots. Yeah. Sad food.
A veggie
and
tray.
Chips.
Deviled eggs.
Okay, chips. Right.
Like guacamole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ted, we can't have deviled eggs either.
Why not? So, what's wrong with deviled eggs?
They're delicious.
Eggs.
That's a pre-animal.
Oh.
It's not an animal yet.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
It's not an animal.
You said you're vegetarian.
Thank you.
It's an animal byproduct.
Can I make sausage dip? It's already a banger.
I mean, it is a banger. They just won't get to eat it.
So does this mean, are we picking our own stuff to bring in, or how are we doing this?
The idea was, just to keep it interesting, that we would come up with a list of Super Bowl sides. We'll call them super sides. Because I could just go home and make mac and cheese, and it would be great.
Right. I could bring in a bag of chips.
To make it more difficult, we will draw these at random, and then you will have to make the dish. But here's the kicker. You can't look up a recipe.
Oh,
you
boy.
Just have to make it.
Okay. So we're going to pull a dish and make it to the best of our ability without looking at it.
Correct. And back to Sarah real quick. I mentioned this to her this morning, and, like chili cheese dip is in there, for example. And she goes, I don't even know what's in that. I go, well, chili and cheese. And you know what she said to me? What's chili?
Okay. I've been a vegetarian my entire life.
There's vegetarian chili. It's one of the staples for vegetarians.
I don't eat vegetables. I know what asparagus is, man.
It's a bad cop out, Sarah.
But if you go to, like, can I just get a can of chili? Is that all chili is?
You can do whatever you want.
And then mix it with cheese?
If you pick chili.
I'm saying if I get a meat product,
why don't we wait and see? Please do not pull that.
Why don't we wait and see what we pick before we start being hypothetical?
What kind of private parts do women have? I have no idea.
I'm not a woman.
I've always had a penis.
I'm a vegetarian.
Come on.
You're not a woman. I get it.
That's a bad excuse.
Okay.
So right here, we have a cup filled with Super Bowl super sides, and everybody's going to pick one. Who do we want to start with? Mike, you want to pull one?
Sure. Yeah, let's have Mike pick first.
Okay. Right. And I get... Oh, I'm making quesadillas.
Quesadillas. I'm a little scared that mine's going to be like chicken wings or something like that.
Oh, that would be great.
I've got sliders.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, no. They have
anything can go on a slider.
Are you going to make
meat? You're going to make meatless sliders.
I'm going to do a plant-based slider.
God, you're not. It, man.
No, you're not.
There's one with, like, brie that's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's getting a little too fancy, Ted.
Oh, my God.
Guys,
sliders,
I have selected pigs in a blanket.
Ooh. Oh,
all right.
Pigs
in
a blanket.
Right. Hmm. But she lives in Stanwood. She might take it literally.
Right.
I got... mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right. Thank God.
I'm gonna do that one.
You get a box and you get some milk.
Wait, this has to be homemade, right?
Dude, I really wanted mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What are you going to get?
Mm. Oh, this is fun.
Loaded potato skins.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Including bacon. That's what bacon
on pulled pork or all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I like where your head is at. And if anyone knows Loaded, it's Ryan Cash. Yeah.
They're Loaded. Soaked in vodka.
Do you realize how hard those are to make? How time consuming those are?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's all right. Okay.
You got a right,
oh, I got buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, you're already the dip king.
I was saying, haven't you made that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know how to make that?
Miles?
Miles.
What do you got?
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Oh, hey.
Meatballs.
There you go.
Meatballs. Well, I mean, I'm
why
not
do you sound disappointed, man?
I'm not making them plant because you know why?
Do not make plant-based meatballs.
No. I'm not making.
I'm not making buffalo chicken dip. I'm making chicken dip.
Right. You're not doing chicken with two K's?
So, no. Okay, when I make meatballs, so I can make it any kind of meatball I want.
Yeah. You could do ostrich and squirrel.
Well, that's the problem. People want the little tiny ones.
The little like crack.
No, thinking like cocktail meatballs.
Yeah, like the tangy sauce.
Yeah, yeah. Eat them with the toothpick.
Oh, God. Come on.
All right, Thrill, what do we got?
Oh, queso dip.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so. We got to pick one for Danny. Whatever. Sarah, you want to pick for Danny?
Hey, I say we pick whatever the worst thing is in there and just say that's just what we pick.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
Roasted quail.
You know he's going to lose. Roasted quail.
Sorry, Danny.
I have that every year at Super Bowl.
Jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's from New Mexico. He's from New Mexico. That's right in his wheelhouse.
Okay. He'll get that.
Use that hatch green chili.
You can't be there from there and not know how to make that.
So what, you guys are going to prepare your meals, come on our show, and we're going to judge them.
That is correct.
Is that what you want to do?
Which I think that would work. And then we'll come on your show later in the week and then give you guys what we made.
Oh, we'll judge.
You're putting meat in yours. You're putting meat in yours.
Account
I'm
on
definitely
it.
Putting meat in mine.
So
you're putting
I got
meat
loaded
in
potato skins. They're going to be full of
you're
meat.
Gonna have to, you're going to you're gonna have to eat meat.
No!
Yes, you are.
It'll be Sarah's first time ever.
Every hell dish involves meat on our side.
That's so fun. So Karen and Danny are the only ones that are going to judge on our show.
You can't judge it. You just smell it. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, I think Sarah has had meat in her mouth. It's just a guess of mine.
All right. Okay.
Wait, if I lick the meat and don't eat the meat, that's okay, right?
Yes.
You know, that'd be fair. Like, you don't have like to Sarah. Chew it and consume it.
Can he chew it and spit it out like a wine tasting?
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, vegans can put it in their mouth. They just can't swallow it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of like soaking.
It's kind of like a lot of things, Ted. All right, game on, guys. Meatballs for me. Ted, what do you got again?
Buffalo chicken dip.
Okay.
Queso dip.
Loaded potato skins.
Mac and cheese. Pigs in a blanket.
Sliders. Plant-based.
Quesadillas.
Okay. Let's go.
Plant-based.
What do you want?
This Thursday, we're going to go to the men's room and have our super sides judged very harshly. And on Friday morning, we're going to invite the men's room and Ryan Castle to our show to have their super sides judged. Are you guys excited?
Harshly. Let's go. I'm nervous.
The Grammys were last night, and besides the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Gojira, it was very tough to find any rock representation. Very sad, once again. But there was once a time that there was a rock representation, Steve Miggs. And yes, we're going to put ourselves to the test. You're going to test us?
I'm going to test you guys to see how well you know the rock bands and have won a lot of Grammys.
We're going to do that test after Linkin Park.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Last night, the Grammys happened.
Yes.
I didn't watch.
You didn't watch. I watched about two-thirds of it. Ryan Castle, did you watch any of it?
I saw some Instagrammable moments.
That's what I watched. I watched the Instagram version.
You guys are a lot smarter than me. Just go on social media and they'll give you all the highlights.
That is true every day.
Big takeaway, Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar were the big winners.
Yes.
And then when it comes to rock, there was not a lot of representation. And this is obviously a trend that I feel like we've been seeing for the last several years now.
Oh, yeah. They stopped airing the rock parts of it a long time ago. It's like pre-show.
Right.
Yeah.
You usually know who won the rock categories right before they even started the show. And good luck finding a rock band that's going
to
perform.
Well, here's the good news for the rock performers. You don't have to hang out for the whole thing.
That's a great point. The after party starts now. Right. Best rock performance went to The Beatles for Now and Then.
That was the AI song. Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah.
How are you gonna argue with The Beatles?
The best rock album, Hackney Diamonds from the Rolling Stones.
Again, how are you going to fight with the Rolling Stones?
What is it, 1968? What are we doing here?
Did Andrew Watt have like every song in that category anyway, or every album in that category?
The record producer guy. Yeah, I saw he was celebrating, so I thought, because he produced the Pearl Jam record. I'm like, Pearl Jam won a Grammy. It's like, no, it's the Rolling Stones. Which I have to say, like, I'm not a big Rolling Stones fan. That album, the songs I heard off of it are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Best metal performance?
Is it the Beatles?
No surprise.
Yeah.
It is not the Beatles. Gojira.
I saw that.
From the Olympics, which was so amazing. Well deserved.
Yeah. I think Judas Priest was also up for it. Some people were bummed about that. I'm like, you know what? I'm fine either way.
Yep. But there was once a time where rock mattered in the world of the Grammys. And a lot of rock bands have won a lot of Grammys over the years, Steve Miggs. So you want to put us to the test.
Yes, I got you here and Ryan Castle. You both are just music freaks. And then we got Danny and Sarah to help you out as well.
Oh, great.
I found the rock bands. I did a lot of research. And by research, I went on ChatGPT and said, hey, what are the rock bands that have won the most Grammys of all time? And it spit it out for me. So I have the top rock bands that have won the most Grammys in the rock world. Okay. So I found their songs. I isolated their tracks. We're going to go track by track. I'll add a different track as we go along.
All right.
All right. So this one is the top rock band that has won the most Grammys, and it is 22 Grammys that they've won over the course of their career. Are you guys ready to go track by track?
Sure. Yes.
All right.
A
little drums. I'll throw some drums in there.
Is that you too?
Bam!
Dang it, I was going to say that, but then I lost confidence.
Streets Have No Name?
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, Ryan.
You know, to be fair, when he said they won the most Grammys, U2 was one of the bands that popped into my head, so I was kind of leaning in that direction in the first place.
Just goes to show with the Grammys, though.
You know, when I was grabbing this, I'm like, you know what? Once again, I fall down that rabbit hole. I'm like, I should listen to more U2. This is a great song. And then I listen to a few more songs. I'm like, why did I put myself through that?
No. I would never.
No, I was right the first time. Yeah. So I like this band.
They're good in doses. And my dose is like 30 seconds.
Sometimes I like to hear some U2. Occasionally.
All right. This band, 15 Grammys at number two.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Start off. Maybe we'll start off with the drums. All right, how about a little bass?
Oh, I know this.
Oh, so I.
Do you guys need a little guitar, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll give you guys a little bit of guitar right now. Oh, it's
Foo Fighters.
Who got it? I knew that beat. Yeah,
I
knew the beat. I'm like, God, what is that?
I could not put it together.
They won Grammys for Wasting Light, Medicine at Midnight, a bunch of other rock song categories as well. But who got it first? I think it might have been Ryan, right?
I don't
know. Yeah. That's all right. Taryn whipped my ass last time, but I think there was something wrong with my headphones.
Yeah. Okay, this rock band, 9 Grammys of all, which is funny because I think like Kendrick Lamar might have gotten 9 Grammys yesterday. Jeez. I'm not positive. But I think
again, shows what the Grammys know.
Yeah. All right, we'll start off with drums once again.
Is this the Who?
Nope, and not the Who.
Like Eminence front.
And a little bass.
Is this Metallica?
Bam, nailed it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I wasn't even close.
Eminence front. Got the guitars
it's
there.
Eminence front. It's a put on.
Remember when they got screwed by Jethro Tull?
That's right.
Still one of the greatest moments ever in Grammy history.
And Justice for All.
Yes.
Yeah.
They ended up getting a Grammy for One, and then on St. Anger, Dystopia as well. But
St. Anger won a Grammy? Once again, shows what the Grammys know.
What is happening over there?
I think the best Grammy for best use of a snare drum.
best use for a wet paper bag.
Good work, teams. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He has a current record of 32 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. You're letting him get away. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now, and we will play Beat Migs at 750. The day-